juggle any further because you're so in tune with the dimension that God desires to begin to bring us into tonight. That song fit. And y'all do that all the time. That's the Holy Spirit. That song fits so much to hold the dimension in which the Father desire to bring us in tonight. It's new territory. It'll make some people happy, and some people are going to be afraid because they think it's not possible. And so it's up to the conviction of the Holy Spirit to help us tonight to come to a place of apostolic and prophetic applications, activation and impartation. Places that the church has not owned. Places we let bypass us because of the governing crowds. And the Holy Spirit told me he ready to take back over. Meaning that there are a lot of thoughts that has to be shut down and renewed in the church, in your life personally. Now, you're going to need a seat belt tonight. So when you sit down, you act like you're putting it on. But it's going to be so simple and so plain and so clear. But we've been robbed of it so long, it's not going to even seem real. But biblically, it's going to be proven to you, biblically. And then the Holy Spirit is going to help you to move in that dimension. People all over the world on the line, all over the world, this thing ought to go viral. The body of Christ has been robbed. Let me talk to y'all. Y'all go ahead. Let me talk to you for an instant. How can I say this, Lord? You may not have ever done this, but I'm asking you a question. And if you've done it one or two times, just shut up. Because you didn't do it. Have you ever claimed your 120 years? Do you think in the society that we live that 120 years is real? Keep listening. All the confession you make, all the praying you do, you looked over what God said. He said 120 years. So when you get 60 or 70, you start looking the other way. You think it's normal to go down at 70, 80, and 90. It's not normal. But we have made it normal by hearing what the world's saying more than we have heard what the word is saying. So we got to turn it around. I'm going to help you turn it around tonight. Most of y'all never claim 120 years. Never. Because you see people when they come to a certain age, 70, 75, you see them going down. Look how quiet they got up here. All your family folks, you saw them going down. So you just feel you got to get on the same bus. What they were taught. Were they taught apostolically or were they taught Baptist? a religion. Now, Larry got to bury his mama Saturday. She was 97, right?
Yes, sir.
97 years old. She read the 91st Psalm every day, though.
Yes, sir.
Now, if she'd have got the more teaching, she was ready for it. She'd have went on into that 120.
Yes, sir.
She got that. She a Baptist lady?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she got that as being a Baptist. Now, many of y'all right now, y'all thinking the other way. Right up in your tonight, you're thinking the other way. Right up in your tonight, you done let the world system call you into their trench instead of you calling them into your trench.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you mention God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The word, sit down, because you're going to have to do some writing tonight. The word, when you mention God, or when you understand God, the word impossible has to be erased.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to get your faith eraser out tonight.
Yes,
and some of the things that I'm going to say to you and tell you, you're going to need that eraser to erase that word impossible. In the church, we have let the world determine how long we're going to live. We've let doctors, medicine, various disease, various demons, they are deciding our life. And we get to a certain age, we start giving up. May we turn that around tonight? I said, I don't care how old we are. I'll be 80 in August the 1st. I ain't thinking about that. I'm talking about going. I'm talking about going for it. Because it's promised in the 91st Psalm, the last verse, that you'll live a long, satisfied life. What you doing with that? It ain't a long life. You 65 and talking about, I'm almost at the end. Slap you side the head. You just start living. You just mature enough not to live. So now we're going to change our mindset. I don't care what kind of disease you're dealing with. I don't care what kind of pain you're dealing with. I don't care what kind of medicine you're on. I don't care what report you've received. You have to listen to know how to let faith change all of that. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It's shocking you now because my assignment, along with myself, to train you how to believe God for 120.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Spirit is going to tell us how to do it. Now this is not normal church. So all over the world they're falling out of their seat now on the line. You know, Germany, everywhere they fall. What he talk? He gonna talk about being living 120 years? Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, in order to train you to this extent, I'm gonna have to do one or two things here. But it's going to be scripture. It's going to be the scriptures. I'm going to deal with tonight the secret of developing a kingdom mindset. The secrets of developing a kingdom mindset. Notice I didn't say a world mindset. I didn't say psychology. I didn't say medical. I said kingdom. Mindset. You heard me?
Yes,
you wrote that down?
Yes,
kingdom mindset. Now, if you brave enough, maybe you got to get halfway through this message tonight. They say I'm going to believe God for 120 years healthy. You never did before? You never did it? If you did it, you did it while you're passing through. You didn't consistently think about it. because you got an ache in your right side. Let me show you. Turn to Genesis 6:3. I'm just going to do this to prelude the teaching, but I want you to see these things. Genesis 6:3. We've looked over this so much. And a false prophet said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. He knew that. Yet, he's flesh, but yet his days shall be 120 years. And you 72. Now you 72. You going in right now. You 72. Well, I'm on the other side. Now shut up, ignorance. Now only an apostle or prophet will bring this to a church. Because normally they'll shut them down with something like this. But it's biblical. It's the truth. And it's your kind of thinking. Stop thinking down just because you got a few years on your life. All right? Turn to the 91st Psalm.
Yes, sir.
Last verse.
Yes, sir.
You got to read all the verses before that to get to the last verse.
Yes.
But he'll tell you, protect you all the way down the way. Then he said, you love me? How many of y'all love God?
Yes.
Said, you love me? All right. And he said something about people who love him, what are you going to do with them? In that psalm. But then he get down there to the 16th verse, and he said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So you got two words, satisfy and show. Now, according to the world system, according to disease, according to scientific method, this not real. It's like Walt Disney. This is like a cartoon. Because the revelation and the anointing is not there for it. Because a lot of people don't want to live a long life because of the struggle they see people went through. We're not talking about hospice. I said that word right, Leroy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're talking about holy. We're not talking about hospice living. We're talking about holy living. Are you hearing me? Now, I want tonight, the Holy Spirit want to change your mindset. Your mindset has been improperly tuned by the church and by the world system. Because you cannot tell me sitting there tonight, wherever you are online, that you heard any message about 120 years. Oh, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Let me see where I can take you first on this journey. Turn to Psalm 139.
Yes, sir.
And I have to preach on this, teach you a good much on this, but you remember that song now? What he sung just now? I'll put some of the word of that song back up. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search who? Search
me.
O God, and know my heart. Oh, look at the next statement. And know my thoughts. So if you think you're old at 75 or 80, you're going to start going down, and the whole system you've been seeing, that's the way you're going to go. But if you hear the word of God tonight, your life is about to be changed, and you're going to stop feeling down and out about your age. Thank God for your age. But if you think you're going to the hospital, you think you're going to be in the hospital, you think you're going to be in the bed, you think you're going to be not able to serve yourself. His boy mom went 97. She was serving herself, cooking for them. Search me, oh God. See, we need to be searched. What you got up in there? Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me. Now, the only person that can search you up in here tonight is the Holy Spirit. I know your thinking wrong had been wrong, because the whole system wrong. You see me, little Freddie? Yeah, how old are you, Freddie? You're young, boy. Turn 18 tomorrow. Don't go through that foolishness. See yourself going to 120. Say it in the daytime. I'm a little bit 120, healthy and happy. Now, my friend says, talk kind of wild sometimes. Jesse Duplantis is my best friend. We've been friends a long time. And Jesse says, if death comes and you're not ready, tell it, I'll see you later. Y'all welcome death. You talk about it. You think about it. Just because you're breathing a little short, I think about 8, 9, 10 months ago, I was breathing short. I ain't never told you. You couldn't do nothing about it. So I told the Lord. Amen. Why I come here and get you all worried? Why you got to get all worried about it? Just come here and breathe like I can. Y'all listening? Now, whether you know it or not, your life about to shift. Now, also I want you to know you're going against the grain. The normal pattern. The church was supposed to train people not to think like that. But the church think more like that than the science people. That, you know, after I get a certain age, I'm going to die. All right, I want you to listen now. Knowing how to operate continuously in the mind of Christ. Knowing how to operate continuously in the mind of Christ. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. Your mind not going to be able to do it by itself. Make yourself a note. You must know that this kind of life is possible. So I'll say tonight, thus saith the Lord. To blow all the dust of religion, tradition, worldly opposition against what God said. God said, I'll give you 120 years. You saying at 74, I'm through. Because, see, you're just matured enough to live. Now, I got to ask a hard question. You going to be matured or stupid? That's a hard question, you know, to ask people. But I just need to ask you that because I'm responsible for you as your pastor. And I'm preaching to you as an apostle and a prophet. You must know this life, this kind of life is possible. You must know it's possible for you to live 120. Who getting mad about that? You done come here and got 50 years added to your life. But you think about dying at 75. And the Holy Ghost up in here. He wants you to know that's real. God said it. And then God said, I'll satisfy you with a long. He didn't say, I'll satisfy you with a short life. He said, look, then he said, satisfied. That means you're not going to be sick, down, and out. It may come, but I'm going to heal you. Now, get this, because the Holy Spirit said to me, and I've never seen this before. Surface thinking is satanic. Surface, on top, you know, just very much, is satanic. Because he don't want you to go deeper. When you go deeper, child, you stop him. You need to leave here tonight with fresh hope. Because your man of God is not up here telling a joke. I'm telling you fresh, deep, powerful revelation that the Holy Ghost is waiting on somebody to back it up in. Surface thinking is satanic, and you will be robbed. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. I'm come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly and more than 85 years. Y'all ain't gonna get happy. Y'all. I feel a nudging all on my arm. I got excited when the Lord started talking to me today about this. Started talking to me about it. I had in my guest house, I had a case of books that I hadn't seen in 30 years, I guess. And Montrell brought me one of the books. And the man said, I decided to live 120. I decided. You had never decided. Are you going to let the Holy Spirit help you tonight? Begin to decide. And don't be scared to say it. Just say, I'm going to live to be 120, healthy and happy. Say it. Don't be scared of it. It's the system and the satanic system and the secular system trying to override the spirit system. Good God Almighty. Satanic, secular, sensical, trying to override the spirit system. God is a spirit. Turn to Romans. You're going to have to master these three voices. Romans 12. You're going to have to master. I said you're going to have to master these three voices by yielding to the Holy Spirit for a message like this. You're going to have to, you got the Holy Spirit going to have to help you. It says here, keeping your mind renewed with the thoughts of God. Keeping your mind renewed. Now, what cause you to shut your life down early? You see what I'm saying? Now, you were supposed to be developed from here, the pulpit. But they dropped the apostle and the prophet. And they tried to stay on line with the people. But you got to be jerked off the line. And knowing that you have a higher life to live. You don't think regular churches you're in this tonight, right? Huh? You don't think, I don't know how many lives that has been extended in here in these last 20 minutes. Your mindset has to be changed. You have to take authority. Look at Romans 12:1. You have to take authority on your over your body. And you take authority over your body by... Let me go back. Wait a minute before we go there. Turn back to Hebrews 4 and 12. There's a certain type of operation that operation is going on now. You on the table tonight. That operation is going on right now. Hebrews 4, 12. You having a word operation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. This is a word operation tonight. The word, hallelujah. The word is operating on your thinking. The word is operating on your feeling. The word is operating on your family heritage. How Aunt Sue died. How Uncle James lived to be 82. That was it. I want another scripture with that too. Hold that one. And I want you to put John 6:63. We're going to have some church in here tonight. For the word of God is alive. And powerful. Thank God for that, right? Yes. And sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing out. I want you to listen. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, right? Yes. Huh? So it sounds like an operation. Yes. Doesn't it? It sounds like surgery, doesn't it? Yes. The word have surgery on us, and to have proper surgery, God-wise, there's a separation got to take place. Because if you go by your soul, you're not going to win. If you go by your mind, you're not going to win. If you go by your imagination, you're not going to win. If you go by your conscience, you're not going to win because you got to change all them. All right. For the word of God is quick. It's alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow and is a discerner. Look at what it says, the discerner. So what's your thought and what's your intent with your life when you came up in here tonight? How long you thought you was going to live? Start looking at the color of your hair and the rank of your skin. Talk to us and stop rankling. Shoot. You ain't told it nothing. You accepted it. Your body say, you look old. Said, you ain't talking to me. That body a change. That body will change according to your word. The word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Now I go to Romans 12. We got to do these three things. We got to do these things, and you, it's possible for you to do it because you're a child of God. Now I know you in. I know you in shock tonight. This man have come and told me, this man ain't told you nothing. I read the Bible to you. God told you. Leroy ain't told you nothing. God told you. So if you want to argue about it, just get up in your bedroom tonight and argue with God. I don't want to live to be no 120. Mom and them didn't live to be 100. I don't want it. And he'll work with you. God, nice person. God is a nice person. He said, he will work with you, child. But on the other hand, he'll work with you also. When you come into revelation knowledge above the world standard, Because we're dealing with a world standard and a word standard. The church turned more to the world standard. And that's why you don't hear messages like this. Some of y'all sitting there in more unbelief you ever had in your life. Just said, oh, 120, Lord have mercy. And mama, ain't none of them lived to be 120. That's why they ain't had the revelation. God said it. What you would call a long, satisfied life. Up to what he said, 120, up to that at least. And now people have lived beyond 120. I ain't saying nothing about your kidney. Can God handle a kidney?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. You keep calling all these names out to me. Don't be calling all names out. I ain't got no respect for nothing you say that against you. Anything you thought against you right now, I don't think about it. You see, there's a word called, it's plural, mercies. Pull your mercy out. Lord, have mercy. How many times? Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy on my body. Lord, have mercy on my mind. Put that scripture back up because I want to see. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by what? The mercies of God that you say I'm gonna die at 80. But you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes,
go to verse 2. I don't care how quiet you get, I'm gonna preach this to you. Y'all ain't gonna be waking me and y'all need to die on me early. Y'all need to be able to be helping me. So, Pastor, I can't go no further. I'll slap you side of the head. Get out of that bed. And be not conformed to this world. All right. And be not, that's what have happened. You have become conformed. Listen to me now. I have nothing against. I got a doctor. But you've become conformed to doctors and medicine. If doctors and medicine can't do it, I'm sure God can. And you're putting doctors and medicine ahead of God. You're supposed to take God with you to your doctor. So when your doctor crosses the line, God can slap him down. I'm talking about Dr. Jesus and Dr. God and Dr. Holy Spirit. Oh, they backing me up. Oh, no, I ain't got... They backing me up. Dr. God, Dr. Jesus, Dr. Holy Spirit is in this house tonight. Many of y'all going to be healed tonight. Many of y'all going to be healed tonight. If I just can get you to change that thought about what you're dealing with. We gotta take that out of your mind.
I receive from.
That's what you're dealing with. Come on, son. That what you gotta take it out of your mind. That's what they have told you. It gotta come out.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My pleasure. My pleasure. Passed by Ray, 90, what is it, 90, what? How old are you, Ray?
94.
I said, Ray, I need you to be here to 120. He said, oh, I don't know about that. I said, yeah, you know, because I'm telling you. Get the other thoughts out your mind. Heaven has hit this house tonight. I'm going for 120. No, this is not yep. Psychology.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Go back to the first verse. Go back to the first verse. Sarah, y'all sit down. I beg you, therefore, brethren, and I'm begging you by the mercies of God. I can't do it, but you got to do it. That you present your body. That you got to do it. What he said? You got to do it. I can't pray it into you. You got everybody, you, every individual here tonight, he's talking to you individually. Yes. He's not talking to the person next, sitting next to you. You got to make the decision for yourself.
That's right.
And look how many of y'all thought your time was close. I feel the Holy Ghost, man.
Yes.
Yep. Boy, the Lord is happy tonight. He wants us to know. He wants you to know, I got you. Just keep telling me you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. Life and death. Isn't that subject? So if you die ahead of time, it came out of your tongue. If you just can get enough nerve to say, I'm not ready to die. No time soon. Now that anointing is getting on you, children. The anointing is getting on you. In your private time, you're going to have to say some natural crazy thing. That I'm going to live to be 120, that's natural crazy. I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. Because God says so. Doubt may stay there for a while. But they're going to have to leave. Because, let me tell you something. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Doubt cannot whip truth. Ooh, you heard that? Doubt cannot whip truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And he do you what? And you being set free from early death tonight. All that crazy thinking is all up here. And the world constantly pumped it into your head, into your senses.
Yes,
your time almost up. What? I got 50 more years. You scared to say it? Man, listen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, the Apostle Paul, by the mercies of God, that you, what I'm trying to get you to do tonight, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. Just present it to God. Tell God, my body is a living sacrifice. I'm presenting it to you. And I'm going to live to be 120 years old. I know it sounds stupid. But it sounds stupid, but the other way is stupid. This is nowhere at large on the church agenda. Ministers are not strong enough to come up and tell you something like this.
Come on.
You got to have an anointing for this. All right, I tell them, Lord, symptoms cannot whoop salvation. The Holy Ghost, man. Now, think about that. Symptom is not strong as your salvation. Your salvation will destroy symptom. But symptom can't destroy your salvation. Now, you have to feed your mind. You have to feed your faith with this. And please don't sit down and talk to your cousin. See that man driving y'all crazy. That man ain't did nothing. Who said that in Genesis? Who said that in Genesis?
Lord.
Who said it in Psalm 91? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. Then he sent some angels to make sure I get that safely. In that same psalm. Now, God, you sent me to watch over this person. They're talking about dying. That's what the angels go back and tell him. When they're going up that ladder, say, you know, call your name. Say, she talking about dying, Lord. You told me to watch over her. Now, I'm not looking for the Church of God in Christ to agree with me. I'm going with this Bible. Well, I will tell you, I want to ask you a question, then I won't go further. Why not go for it? Even if you don't make it, why not go for it? For sure, I know you're going to get further. Because you were dying already. We had a resurrection up in here tonight. Jesus up in here tonight. The Holy Spirit up in here tonight. You His child. You can't stand up for no second emotion tonight. This is not the 4-H club. You got to make a decision individually. God got you. You understand that? You understand that? God back His word up. You understand that? He said, my word won't return to me void. It accomplishes what I sent it out to do. If you abide in me, my word abide in you, ask what you will. I ask you for 120. The sense realm cannot handle this. I don't care how intellectual, smart you are, how many degrees you have, it cannot handle this. This is in another realm, the realm of the spirit, and it's been held back from the church so long. You got to remind your flesh. You got to remind your senses. You got to remind, and God have not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Love, power, and a sound mind. Those three things you're going to have to be working. You have to know God loves you so much to give you a long, satisfied life. And you have to know God gives you the power to do it. And you got to have a sound mind to hold on to it. We're going to get that in a few minutes, Romans 12:2. We'll get that by that sound mind. Go to Romans 12:2. Sit down. You had no idea you were coming to this tonight, huh? Oh, my goodness. Your life got extended tonight. Now, a lot of sickness and diseases that you're dealing with, you let it in. I said, you let it in. Because Because you thought at that age you must have something. Just because you're moving a little slow don't mean you're going to stay like that. But if you think like that, that I got to keep being like this, you're going to stay like that. But if you think, start thinking different tonight and hearing the voice of God, you're going to get some spunk in you, baby. Holy Ghost spunk. Take a dose of the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongue. I'm just praying about my speed. Yalalabashaka. Pray until you get some speed. Now, notice in all three of these verses, Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, it's a spiritual operation. Now, the second verse says, be not conformed. Talk about your body at the beginning, right? Talk to me here. And be not conformed to the world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. So your mind is the next enemy if you don't know how to handle it. Renewing of your mind every day. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now I wonder what would be good to God, how long it would be for you to live to be good to God. What he said. Ooh, I feel some doubt up in here. But I knew I was going to have to face it. I knew when he told me to do it. I know, but boy, I feel it though. God, though. But I chop it down in the name of Jesus. He's going to get up off of you. I want you to expect to live healthy. He sent his word to heal you. See, you quote the words for a while, but after that you start wearing it. See, if you start functioning at that level about living 120 years, you're going to start wearing it. Changes are going to start being made. And because of your confession, the Lord is going to tell the devil, hold up there, not her. She's not living by religion. She's living by revelation. Above all, taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You got to be dressed with the armor of God on. I said you got to be dressed with the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, huh? The breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Come on, yeah. And the shield of faith, which quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You need to dress up every day. Satan know that sword. He know that shield. It's here. It's your thinking. When your cousin come over for coffee, that's your death sentence. When your cousin come over for coffee, that's your death sentence. Your Baptist cousin. Your Catholic cousin. Your Church of God in Christ cousin. Your Methodist cousin. When they come over, that's when you're going to start dying if you don't shut them up. So Romans 12, 1 through 3, I want you to meditate it and work on it and say while you're doing it, I'm going to live to be 120 years. Thank God. Hallelujah. I didn't say it by myself. God said it. And on the other end, God said, you satisfy me with a long life. Most people die unsatisfied. Don't ever retire. Keep moving. So those three voices. Now I'm not going to be able to get much further. And be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for your life is 120 years. Now, I'm speaking against the grain. But you got to let God put you in a position where he can tell you to do something and nobody can stop you. Yeah, say, man, somebody might leave this church. Would that be stupid? I say 120 years, and you leave because I said 120 years. You upset. Oh, man, I can't live no 120 years. I don't know why he would say that. And go to a church and they tell you you're going to die at 75, you're happy. That ain't biblical. Look at verse 3. I skipped verse 2, it was talking about your mind. Your mind, verse 2 talking about the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in verse 2. But I want to go to verse 3 because I missed verse 3 a long time. For I say through the grace, now underline that word grace, give it unto me. So this is a grace message. To every man that is among you, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. That thinking. But to think soberly according to God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you have the measure of faith to live 120 years. I don't know how far you're going to go, but you got the faith to go all the way. But it's your decision. You got to make that decision. And then you got to deal with all these people. You got to deal with all them. And go back to the Bible and listen to your father's voice and say the same thing and think the same thing that your father said. I done saved a lot of y'all lives tonight. Well, the Lord did, you know, save all our lives. But he saved a lot of lives tonight. I got a son in one of my magazines. I picked up an old magazine many years ago. He was sick unto death. And he thought consulting God about what he was going through. Doctor had him on a lot of medicine. And he had stopped taking the medicine for months. And he was at he had his doctor for checkup. And his doctor says, you're doing real good. He said, yes, sir. He says, he said, that medicine doing it. But he had been off it a year and something. It's in one of my magazines. I'm going to bring it here one day. It's in one of my magazines. He's still a member here, him and his wife. He told him there wasn't no hope. Kenny said to me the other night, it's a miracle sitting right in here. There's another miracle sitting over there. There's another miracle sitting right there. If y'all, look at that third voice. You see, I want you to pull something out of that third voice. I want you to pull, he said, give every man the measure of faith. When unmeasured grace and measure faith take hand, nothing is impossible. Unmeasured grace is in that voice. And the measure of faith, when the measure of faith get a hold of grace, grace bring the faith up to its level. No limit. Already done. So hear a word from the Lord. Your 120 years is already on the record. But it cannot be done without you. And it cannot be done through the sense realm. John said in Revelation 1:10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. That's why I was able to see. That's why I was able to write some things down. Now they're going crazy with this medicine, the law's weight. That weight coming through your mouth. And it is going to backfire on them. Because your body, see, when you can't stop it. You done put that stuff in and you can't stop it. It's just going crazy. You might go good for 5 or 10 years, and all of a sudden you start looking like you're 997 years old. When all you had to do is back up from that table. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm still preaching. Because you ain't going to live no long, satisfied life eating stupid. Every day. You can get your hamburger every now and then, but not 7 days a week. And then you got to be not a McDonald's. Churchy fried chicken. Somebody say, oh, sookie now. Oh, no sookie no. Sookie by yourself. Let me close, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, let me go back to this, make this statement. Let me see. Keeping your mind renewed with the thought of God, Romans 12:2. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You need your conscience being watered with the Holy Ghost, Romans 9:1. You need your conscience being watered with the Holy Ghost. Now remember, I want you to have scripture for this, because you're going to need it for this journey. In Hebrews 4:12, how to keep your mind search. How to keep your mind search. Your mind go to talking crazy. You go to Hebrews 4:12, and you'll get it back in line. Now, being on one accord with Christ and having the same mind. Being on one accord with Christ and having the same mind. I'll take up next Wednesday on this. Philippians 2:1-6. Being of one accord with Christ and having the same mind. Oh my goodness, I got a question that asked me by the Holy Spirit. I never heard this question before. If Christ wouldn't have went to the cross, how long you think he would live? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Don't say that again. You know what I'm talking about. If Christ didn't have to go to the cross, how long do you think he would have lived as a man? 120 years? Because just like you and I, he became a man. But he's living by a certain principle. Christ would not have died before 120 and embarrassed his father. Embarrassed the word that came out of his father's mouth. And listen to the world and all those around you. You're surrounded by people who have no idea how great they are. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Have no idea. You're born again. You're born in the spirit. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Spirit to help you unwind supernatural things. You got angels. I'll be teaching you Sunday. Angels to protect you. You're just stepping into the last part of the spirit world with angels. Angels been held back. They're ready to go now. In this church, angels ready to go. Nothing impossible. Now, let me get something straight here. We're not talking about living 120 in the bed. We're talking about still walking, still talking, still sitting down, still getting up, still walking around, and still eating. I know y'all going to turn in the bed a little bit tonight. We're talking supernatural. We're talking about the Spirit. We're talking about El Shaddai. We're talking about Jehovah Jireh. See? And so, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, this had to be brought to the church. Or we're going to keep on dragging and being sick and not knowing we can live to be 120, healthy and well. Now, what you have to come and grip with, say, I'm going for it. What you got to lose? What you got to lose? And I'm talking about superior life. Because it's supernatural. Notice what I didn't say. This is going to help you. I didn't say you had to be perfect. See, we'd had so much preaching about you got to get this right. Yeah, you got to get it right, but that don't mean you can't make it. That don't mean God can't change it for you. That don't mean he's not talking to you, his child, isn't he? Where you hurting at right now? Tell it, shut up. Say, shut up. Leave my leg alone. Leave my neck alone. Leave my back alone. Leave my feet alone. Talk to it. Talk back to it. You just said that, ooh. No, ooh. You see what I'm saying? In the name of Jesus. When he had a name, he started oozing out then. In the name of Jesus. Well, so what if it takes 12 hours? Sometimes it's going to take 12 minutes. Sometimes as you improve, it's going to take 12 seconds. As you improve, you're not going to show up. Hallelujah. Put the word of that song back up. All my life, you've been faithful. And all my life, you've been so good. Give me the rest of it. Give me the rest of it. With every breath that I'm able, I will sing. That's what he got me preaching here tonight, his goodness. Go ahead, Daddy. Give me the next one. I love your voice. He says in that song, in Genesis, I give you 120 years. Yes. He said in the psalm, I satisfy you with a long life. Do you love his voice?
Yes.
My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And the voice of a stranger, look at me, they will not follow. We've been following the voice of a stranger when it comes down how long we're going to live.
Yes.
We let the world dictate to us. Love your voice. You've led me through the fire. See, that fog can be some kind of signal of disease. In the darkness, darkest night, you're clothed like no other. You got any more word to go to that? I know you as a father. You're not only my father. I know you as a friend. And I've lived in the goodness of God. The goodness of God is on this house tonight. I'm closing. But we move into a new dimension of living in this house tonight. And a lot of y'all was lagging and dragging and thinking it's all over. But the Lord God led you here tonight to talk to you as his children. To let you know everything going to be all right. You got to deal with this. Put your hand up here. You got to deal with this. I said, put your hand up here. This is what you got to deal with. This is where Satan and the world system and all get in on you. Don't let them get in on you no more. I say, I resist that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Because soon as the pan hit, a thought hit. Come on, somebody talk to me. Soon as the pan hit, you have a pan here, it could be your muscle. You got a pan here, it be your muscle. You say, oh, Lord, heart attack. It was just a muscle straightened out. You know, I wish I almost need to put all y'all name down. I ought to have it like a school to make sure whoever heard this message in person. They were here tonight. And called me and said, Pastor, I ain't going to make it. I'll slap you 3 times. Shut up. I'll put that tape on right side your head. That boy, I got to talk to him. That boy was telling me how blessed he was, the boy who got that deliverance. He went through it some years. He went through years. He had to deal with it. But he's picture of health now. Walking here straight, picture of health. You never know he had anything. He had all kind of leaks and stuff going on in his body. God fixed the leak. Just have faith, please. Just have faith. Don't let this preaching here go in vain. This is a powerful night. What? Now, but you got to say it. Huh? You say it whether you're feeling bad or not. I'm going to live to be 120 years. Look at some of y'all scared to say it. Just scared. Just don't want to cross your mouth or your mind. Come on. You got to go in your mind and your mouth. Is he that good?
Yeah.
I know you as a father.
Yeah.
I know you as a friend. He's not only my father, he's my friend. He hear me. He listening. And I have lived in the goodness of God. You want to know the truth? Your pastor got delivered. In the aspect of what I preached tonight. I said, well, I'm sitting. I better start saying I'm going to live 120. Stop looking at August, I'll be 80. I got 50 more years. You do your own addition. And because somebody died, it does not mean it's not real. My goodness.